Okay, so yesterday we started the sugya of beards and shaving, and today what I want to focus on is lemaisa, the different types of electric shavers. Are you allowed to use them? You're not allowed to use them. According to whose shita are you, and are you not allowed to use them? So yesterday what we saw is that the Gemara is very clear in terms of the defining the iser, that you're not allowed to shave with a razor. The Gemara is equally clear that if one uses misparayim ke'ein tar, one uses scissors like a razor, then it is mutter. That misparayim are mutter. That if you use scissors, it's mutter. Why? Because there are two isurim. There are two criteria to the isur. It has to be hashchasa and it has to be giluach. When one does yanking out with a tweezer, he's doing hashchasa, he's destroying the hair, but he's not doing giluach, because that is not a normal way to remove facial hair. When one, let's say, uses a sam, uses some sort of ointment that burns the hair off of his face, it may be destroying the hair, maybe hashchasa, but it is not giluach. It cannot be called shaving the hair. On the other hand, when one uses scissors that are normal to use on the face, that would be giluach, but it would not be hashchasa. Now, why is it not hashchasa? Why are scissors mutter? The answer to that question is what's going to help us in terms of determining what to do with electric shavers. Because when the Gemara was talking about scissors, clearly when you would take a regular pair of scissors and cut your beard with a regular pair of scissors, you'd be left with at least as much of a 5 o'clock shadow as I have right now. Probably a lot more than that. It would be a little bit even longer than that. It wouldn't give you a good cut. So what if you can develop a scissor that cuts in a way where it will look exactly like you shaved with a razor? Do we assume that that's mutter because it was scissors and therefore it's okay? Or do we assume that it's not mutter? How could you have such a thing that gives you a cut that would be exactly like you shaved with a razor? Well, you can do it in one of two ways. One way is you somehow get a scissor that's so thin it gets all the way down to the surface of your face and just cuts with the scissor action instead of cutting with a single blade. But it gets all the way, the blades are so paper thin, and it gets all the way down to the surface of your face. The other way is you pull the hair out partially, and when it's partially out, you cut as low as the scissor can cut, and then the hair recedes back into the guma, into the hole that it came from, where it will also give you a very clean shave, the same as a razor would have given you. So we saw essentially two shitos, but we're going to expand to four possible shitos of why a scissor is okay. One shita we saw is the shita of the rivan. The rivan held that since a scissor cuts higher up on the hair than a razor does, so that's why scissors are mutter. It doesn't cut in the same place. It cuts higher up on the hair. So it never gets quite as close as cutting with a razor would get. So it seems to be a din in how close of a shave it is. It doesn't cut in the same spot that a razor would cut. Then we saw Namuka Yosef, who says more than that, or different than that. He seems to be saying similar, but he says, Avul b'misparayim mutter, delesh b'hu hashchasa, sharei nikar sham haseyar. That when you cut the hair with the scissor, it's that the hair can still be seen, it's still recognizable. Whereas the Rivan didn't seem to care so much if it's recognizable, what he cared is just that it wasn't giving quite the same cut that a razor gives, the Numuga Yosef seems to understand that it's called the same cut as a razor unless it's recognizable. Once you see the difference, that's when there's a real difference. Meaning you could argue within the Rivan that if I cut the hair just a minuscule amount less than I would with a razor, then a razor would cut it just tiny, tiny bit less than a razor would cut it, even though you can't see the difference on the person's face, that's mutter. Because I'm not cutting in the same exact spot that the razor would cut. Whereas according to the Namukei Yosef, that wouldn't help. It would have to be enough of a difference that you can literally see the difference. That when you shave with a razor, it looks like you're clean shaven. When you shave with a scissor, it does not look like you're clean shaven. Now, one could also argue that this might be what the Rivan, this could be read into the Rivan as well, but one could also argue, and this is where Rav Henkin is quoted as having said, that as long as the blade does not touch your face, that is not the issur of shaving with a razor. The issue of the difference between misparayim and tar is that when you shave with the tar, when you shave with the razor, the blade is cutting directly off of your face. It's directly on your face. Misparayim creates a barrier. The function of misparayim is that it creates a barrier because the cutting happens when it goes between the two blades, not from the first blade just cutting straight on your face. It's only when it goes between the two blades. So that lower blade is a barrier between your face and where the actual cutting has happened. So as long as you have a barrier, you can actually cut with the razor as long as you just put a barrier there. And then the razor could do all the cutting. That's Rav Henkin's approach. So says Rav Henkin, if you have an electric shaver that has a screen, where the screen's function is, it doesn't move, it just sits there. The hair goes into the screen, and then a blade comes behind the screen and knocks off the hair. So that's fine, you have a barrier. And that barrier is the same as misparayim. Now, it's not that the screen is cutting like a scissor. The screen doesn't cut. It just holds. It just stays in place. The blade behind it is cutting. A single blade doing all the cutting. But a creation of a barrier is enough. A fourth possibility is that it's not about a barrier, but it's about the mechanism by which it's cutting. Meaning that tar cuts with the sharpness of a single blade. If something does not rely on the sharpness of a single blade, but rather has two blades that only with the friction of the two blades against each other is cutting, then that's misparayim, that's scissors. But if the sharpness of a single blade is enough to do all the cutting on its own, then that's tar. So these are the four approaches to how to define the difference between tar versus misparayim kein tar. Again, the Rivan, in terms of where along the length of the hair it's cutting. The Nemukei Yosef, in terms of how recognizable is it that you shaved? Do you still have hair recognizably on your face? The possibility that if you just have a screen in place, some barrier between your face and where the cutting is happening. The cutting could be done with a razor, that's fine, but there's a screen between your face and the razor. The razor is not touching your face directly. And the fourth possibility, that it's about the sharpness of a blade. If the blade is sharp enough to do all the cutting at once, so that's one blade doing cutting, as opposed to if the cutting is happening by friction of two blades, then that's considered to be scissor action, that would be mutter. So now, given that backdrop, let's think for a moment about, as you know, the Har Tzvi, Ratzvi Pesach Frank, and the Tshuva, and Simkuf Mem Gimel, he writes like Rav Henkin, like they quote from Rav Henkin, he says, Linin Giluach HaZakan, Yesh Ladun, Dimikivan De Etzem HaSakin Eino Pogeya Velo Nogeya Bibasar. Since the knife doesn't touch or scratch your face, because there is this tiny little thin screen between your face and the blade, it has a halachic status of misparayim ke'ein tar, not of a razor, but of a scissor. She'eino over below say the giluach hazaken rak pa kofas harosh l'shitas hatosvos. It would not be a violation on the face. It would only be a violation on the peyos harosh if you were to shave with an electric shaver on the peyos harosh. That would be an iser, but not on the zakan. And according to the Rambam, not even on the rosh. Then he discusses maybe if you're using an electric shaver, it's called grama. And maybe that would be mutamid in grama. Interesting discussion. Is that called your own koach that's shaving? You're pushing the button. The button is causing the blades to go around, and the blades are doing the cutting. That would be a very big chiddush in terms of allowing such grammas. It would be a tremendous chiddush. Now, before we actually go through these four shitos and how they would play out with the two most common types of shavers, Pizmanenu, yeah?
You could say for that, you're contorting your face to put yourself in a way.
Right. Every time you move your face in that direction, okay, good. Yeah, we definitely do when you shave, absolutely. Before we go on, though, take a look in the back of the packet on page 15. There's a sefer Megid Givos Olam, which is Rav Michal Shorkin. You know who Rav Shorkin is? He's a rebbe in Yeshiva Toras Moshe in Israel, and he's a student of both Rav Soloveitchik and Rav Moshe Feinstein. He wrote the sefer Harrei Kedem of Rav Soloveitchik's Torah. If you know, Rav Shorkin never went to YU. He used to go to YU for shir. He was learning in MTJ, and he would go to Rav Soloveitchik shir. For many, many years, he would go to Rav Soloveitchik shir. He wrote the sefer called Harrei Kedem. In fact, in Harrei Kedem, it's one of the few Rav Soloveitchik Sfarim that do not identify Rav Soloveitchik as a Roshiva at YU. It identifies him as Hagrid Mi Boston, the Avbe, Agon Avbezin to Boston, because Rav Shurkin is not, hashkafically associated with Yeshiva University, and he says he wants the Yeshivish world to appreciate Rav Soloveitchik's Torah, so he keeps YU out of it and calls it Harrei Kedem. Interesting fellow, interesting sefer, interesting, very big Talmud Chacham. I once heard Rav Shurkin say, he said the difference between he said when he sat by Rav Moshe, he felt like he was by a Malach Hashem. He felt like this person isn't human, that he's just a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. He said when he sat by Rav Soloveitchik, he felt like overwhelmed by the brain power. He felt like you were sitting with the world's largest brain in the room when he sat by Rav Soloveitchik, which is an interesting take on it. It's an interesting way for him to identify, whatever. So, Rav Moshe is pretty smart too, I think. So it's interesting. He defines Rav Soloveitchik as like the most overwhelming brain capacity that he's ever seen. And Rav Moshe was just like a Malach Hashem Tzvakos. So in the Sefer Megid Givos Olam, he discusses Rav Moshe's Shita when it comes to shaving. So first he starts, I'm not giving you my own opinions here. I'm just giving you what I got from Rav Moshe when it comes to electric shavers. Kesheyisi bachur tzair rov tzibor shomrei haTorah gilchas ziknam b'mechonas kiluach. Says when I was a young man, most of the shomrei Torah mitzvahs would shave. Probably still, I would, maybe not in Eretz Yisrael. I don't know in Eretz Yisrael also probably. Haposek agon Rav Henkin Zatzal va'acherim itiruzos mishum sheish chatzitza hamachasa ben asakim lepanim. The Rav Henkin and others held that it's okay because you have a screen that blocks between the blades that do the actual cutting and your face. Umemela ein ze chashav hashchasa zakan, and mela that's not called that you're destroying the beard because there's something that's mafsik. Then he writes in the brackets, "V'shamati b'shem Marana Grach Zatzal." I heard in the name of Reb Chaim, "Shamar sheish machlokas abin and seir kadei lach afroshal yikaru kadei shal yichashiv hashchasa." That there's a discussion. What if you cut them so short that your beard hairs can no longer bend over? You can't bend them to the root. Whether that's called hashchasa. V'amar Grach shadavka b'nazir v'chein lini simanei gadlus v'chein lini par aduma yeshtin seir. Now the din of actually having hair is a din by a nazir. It's a din by paraduma that two black hairs or two white hairs will ruin the paraduma. It's a din by shtei saaros in determining whether someone is a gadol or a gadola. V'seir b'yishir k'dei lachav rosh l'ikar. So to find something as a hair, it may need to be a certain length. That may be true. Aval kan lo kasuv seir, but over here it doesn't say anything about hair. Kan kasuv yisir hashchasa. It says you cannot destroy the peyos hazakan. It doesn't say hair. So therefore, he says, v'kol sheichol lahargish ktsas es aser shuv lo chashav hashchasa. As long as you can feel a little hair on your face, even though it's not of any real length, as long as you can feel it, it's not hashchasa. So right off the bat, he's saying that Rav Henkin has a hetter that it's not called hashchasa because you have a screen in between your face and your beard. He says Rav Chaim Soloveitchik held that as long as you have anything that you could feel, that means you haven't destroyed the hair. Destroying the hair means destroying it to the point where you can't feel it, which sounds like what we said is l'chora the sheet of the Rivan. Where the Rivan said, when you're using scissors, you're cutting a little bit higher up than you would when you're using a razor. Which means you can still feel that there's something. You may not be able to see it even, but you can still feel that there's something there. And as long as you can feel that there's something there, you have not done hashchasa. Now, what if you have an electric shaver that does such a good job that you can't even feel that there's anything there? Let's say those advertisements about the lift and cut are true, where it lifts the hair out halfway and then cuts it and then the hair sinks back in, so you're actually getting as good a shave, if not better, than you would with a razor. So then this heter of Rav Chaim wouldn't work. Now, who's he quoting this from? Mipi Hagridza Tzalmi Boston. That he heard this from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Shechter told us he heard something different from Rav Soloveitchik. Rav Shechter writes in Nefesh HaRav that when Rav Soloveitchik said the thing about feeling, about that was talking about the Peos HaRosh, that he was saying that your Peos HaRosh only have to be long enough that you could still feel that they're there. And it's not because it doesn't have a din of Seir. It's because it does have a din of Seir. But there are different halachos of Seir, because the halach of Rosh HaLiyikaro is only a din that you have by Nazir. By Para Aduma, the din is as long as you can grab it with a tweezer. So it's a very, very tiny hair for Para Aduma. And he says the din of Peos would have the same din as Para Aduma. But that's also a din of Seir. That's also, it's not that it doesn't have to have a din of Seir. It does have to have a din of Seir, but there are two definitions of Seir. There's the definition of Kdei Lachav Rosh HaLiyikaro, and then there's the definition of being able to grab it with a tweezer. And we just hold that when it comes to these matters, the definition would be based on grabbing it with a tweezer. Now, let's do it this way. I'm going to describe to you, to the best of my understanding, how the two primary shaving systems that we're familiar with that are most popular work in the electric shavers, and then let's go through shita by shita whether they would be mutter, usser, and which of the systems would be better according to each shita. Okay, one system that's a very common system is the lift and cut system that Norelco developed. Right, the lift and cut shavers are. Are again the way we describe it. If you look in the back of this packet on page 30, Rabbi Simon has here from Halacha Brura, from the old Halacha Brura essays, where it describes it in English pretty clearly. So in the second line, he says there, first it lifts up the hair and pulls it into the machine. Once the hair is in the machine, the inner blade cuts it by itself closely to the skin, cutting it off completely at skin level, achieving a very close shave. Good? Now leave out the problems that he then... So what happens? The hair goes through the screen, gets lifted up a little bit into the screen, gets partially pulled out almost, and then gets cut right at the level of the screen. So normally, if you just have a normal screen without any lift mechanism, so the blades behind the screen will cut it a little bit longer than a razor would cut it because you have the screen in between. But the lift and cut, the chap of the lift and cut is it cuts it just as close as a razor because it's not just cutting it, it's lifting then cutting. So that compensates for the extra space that the screen takes up because it's lifting it out the width of the screen and then cutting it. So the idea is you're going to be left with as clean a shave as you would be left with when you cut with a razor. How many blades are doing the cutting? One blade is doing the cutting. Right? It's not a scissor that's doing the cutting. It's one blade that's doing the cutting.
Isn't theoretically a scissor because it's not the fact that one blade, it's that it's stuck inside of something.
Oh, very good. Now, the other way to look at it is, it's not really one blade doing the cutting. It's one blade doing the cutting, but the hair is stuck inside the screen. So it does work with a certain amount of friction. It's not a loose hanging hair that a blade is just swiping off. It's the hair is in the machine and the blade hits the hair while it's being held solid by the machine. Let's say you have scissors and you only move one blade. Instead of cutting with the scissors using two fingers like that, you hold one part of the one half of the scissors solid, steady, and you move the other blade. That's a scissor action also, right? That's called cutting with scissors, even though only one blade is doing the cutting, right? Because the other one is just sitting there still. So one could argue with the lift and cut that it is not one blade doing the cutting, it's two blades doing the cutting. It's a blade and the screen doing the cutting like a scissor would do the cutting if you only moved one part of the scissor. So that's lift and cut. That's the mechanism of lift and cut. The other mechanism is the microscreen foil shavers. Now, what? Yeah. Now the way it works, I don't see it described really well over here, is that you have two screens. Screens have very teeny tiny holes in them, and they're pretty sharp, each of these screens. Two metal screens, one right behind the other. And both of them are moving like this, constantly. Back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. The hairs are going into the screen, and they're being taken off by the friction between the two screens. Now, how are the hairs being removed? Are they being removed under the first screen, the one that's touching the face? Or are they being removed in between the two screens? If it's being removed in between the two screens, that's more like a scissor. If it's being removed already by the bottom screen, at the surface of the face, that would seem to be a lot more like a razor. Well, if it's being removed by the bottom screen, why would they make the second screen with the friction? Well, maybe some of the hairs are being removed by the bottom screen, or whatever that's not catching is being caught by the in between the two screens. Would that be okay? Would that be like, oh, so then it's a scissor because some of it's being done by a scissor? No, you're not allowed to remove even a single hair from the Peilus HaZaken with a razor. So if some of it is happening with that bottom screen, it's sharp enough to cut on its own, and it is cutting some on its own at the surface level of your face, and only some of it is happening a little bit above where it's caught between the two screens, well, then you got a problem. Yeah.
Maybe it really is cutting on the skin, but just in you know, practicality sake, you have some long hair inside the shaver, they don't want your shaver getting clogged, so they have another one that's less than half.
Okay, good. Another possibility is that it cuts the bottom screen, the screen that's close to your face, is the one that actually does all the cutting, and the other one just pulverizes the hair so that your shaver doesn't have long hairs in it. It should just have like the powder. When you clean out your shaver, your hair looks like powder. It pulverizes the hair. Okay. Now, based on this description, a little hot, I want to stand up. Based on this description, which shaving mechanism is better? What are the advantages of each shaving mechanism between the lift and cut versus the micro screen? So the advantage of the micro screen is that it's built to have both blades moving and cutting, which looks a lot more like a scissor. The advantage of the lift and cut of the Norelco is what? That there's no chance of anything happening at skin level, because the screen on the lift and cut doesn't move and it doesn't cut. It sits there while the blades behind it rotate and do all the cutting. So everything that's happening is happening behind skin level. Yeah?
Both shavers guarantee the same closest shave?
They both say they're the best, of course.
No, I'm saying, but practically, because maybe with the lift and cut, you're so...
Good. Also worth considering. Do they both give the same? I don't know. I only use lift and cut. I never use the other kind. But besides, I don't know if it gives the same shave. But also, from what I understand, people tell me that the micro screen gives a closer shave. But I don't know. And I've never shaved with a razor. Does a razor give an even closer shave? Now, what do you think? Does a razor give a closer shave?
Get on the back of
the neck. Lift and cut is closer than a razor? You would think so if the advertisements were really true. I believe that, let's say you have a guy who wants to get ready for his wedding day. Does he use a lift and cut or does he use a razor? He'll always use a razor. Why? It's the cleanest, smoothest shave. With all the machines and everything we were able to, you know, to come up with, nothing has yet matched the razor. The razor apparently gives the closest shave. So does that matter? Meaning, does that by definition mean, okay, so all shavers are mutter? So let's go through each of the four shitas, okay? Let's start with the Rivan. The Rivan said that the difference between a scissor and a razor is that the scissor cuts a little bit higher on the hair than a razor does. A razor gets it really, really close, and a scissor not quite as close, a little bit higher on the hair. So it's different. So if that's the case, l'chora, anytime you're using a shaver that would get higher on the hair than a razor does, right? L'chara would be mutter. Now, one could argue that if you believe the advertisements about the lift and cut, that since it's lifting the hair and cutting on the same spot of the hair, in theory, that the razor would cut, or at least there might be a hair on your face that it successfully does that to. It doesn't have to be that it does that to every hair, and that if you shave with a razor, you'll get a cleaner shave because it will do that to every hair. But the lift and cut might be able to do that to some of the hairs, so then that would be a problem, according to the Rivan. The micro screen shaver, according to the Rivan. What do you think? It depends if that first blade closer to your face actually does the cutting. If it doesn't do the cutting, any of the cutting, it's not sharp enough to do the cutting, then it should be fine. If it is sharp enough to do the cutting, even then, even if it is sharp enough to do the cutting, I think the it still doesn't get quite as close as a regular blade, because it's meant to work in concert with another blade. So even if it is sharp enough to cut a little bit on its own, I don't know if it gets quite as close. According to the Nimukei Yosef, that the difference is that you can still see the hair when you have a scissor. Well, then l'chora they're all aser. Right? Because you can't see the hair. After you shave with a lift and cut, with a micro screen shaver, with anything, you can't see the hair. So whatever you're left with is not visible and therefore is a problem. L'chora. If you say, like Rav Henkel, it's about touching the face, does anything that can cut touch your face? So the lift and cut is fine, because nothing that can cut touches your face. The micro screen, no good, because if that blade that's close to your face can actually cut, would be no good, because it could touch your face. If you say that it's all about the mechanism, is the mechanism a two-blade mechanism or a one-blade mechanism? So then when it comes to the micro screen, it's clearly a two-blade mechanism. It's meant to work like a scissor. But when it comes to the lift and cut, it's a one-blade mechanism that would be more like a razor. But we had Ari's argument before that no, the lift and cut is also like a scissor mechanism because it holds the hair in place. Well, that might depend whether you need the holding of the hair by the screen in order for the blade to cut. It may depend how sharp the blade is. If you could take those blades and test it on a piece of hair and just swipe it on hair and see if it cuts through it, and it does, then it's hard to call that a scissor mechanism. Right? It'd be more likely to be called a cutting mechanism. So there are those that say, let's test the blades and see just how sharp they are. In fact, I believe in Megid Givul Solom, in that same piece, he writes that Rav Moshe, Ukshayubayim Lishol Sagram al Machonos Gilua, Chayanoe Kayadua, Lahasir Machase, he would take off the screen, Velidchokas Etzbo al Asakin Shalom Machone, he would put his finger on the knife, on the blade, Kedeliros Masakin Chad Vachotechas Etzbo, see if it cuts his finger. Oshayno Latochin. Or maybe not, maybe he just grinds up the hair because it's just going so fast, but it doesn't really cut. He doesn't believe that anything that could uproot the hair is aser. Because it's not a sakin, it's not a knife. If it's not a real blade that cuts on its own, it's not a problem. Now, why don't we just look into Rav Moshe's tshuva and see what he says about it? Astonishingly, Rav Moshe doesn't have a tshuva about this. Rumors abound why Rav Moshe never wrote a tshuva about this. It's not because he was never asked. He was asked many, many times. But he never wrote a tshuva about it. And maybe the best tshuva he ever wrote about it was when Rav Moshe was known to write a haskama on any sefer, any idiotic sefer you wanted to write. You just went to Rav Moshe and he would write, bracha v'atzlacha, great thing, you should be marvitz Torah. He wrote haskamas for everything. They came to him for haskama on the sefer that Asher's shaving and he wouldn't give Askam. It was the one safer he wouldn't give Askam, the one that Asher's shaving. That Asher's using electric shavers. He wouldn't give Askam, it's such a safer. So that's interesting. In Eretz Yisrael, the Kaposkum were very machmir. You saw that Shuvah, the Minchas Yitzchak, that the Chazanish held, that it's also min adin, it's not just for B'nai Torah or whatever, that Yirei Shemayim should be Zayir. No! Lakalacha, Loli Reshma and Lvad, Mukhsiyat Dal Sim Kuv Yud Gimel. In fact, the Chavetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachos, Menachas Yisrael quotes this, that he couldn't find where this was, and Rav Sturmbach showed him this Chavetz Chaim in the Kutei Halachos. He found an Aveda for me that I thought I lost. But the Chavetz Chaim writes that Hamashinka Chadasha, these brand new machines that they came out with, that shave your face electronically, terrible, Chavetz Chaim says. It's a violation. Pasuk Adam Lo Yigalechu. Can't do it. So Rav Eliashiv says, oh, in the Chavetz Chaim's day, in 1930, the Chavetz Chaim was trying Chai V'Kayim that these new Mashinkas are aser. So nowadays, Mistama and Norelka will tell you we're more advanced than they were in 1930. We do an even better job than the machines did in 1930. And therefore, there should be aser as well. That's what Rav Eliashiv writes. Says Rav Shurkin, not necessarily. Maybe there's no argument between Rav Moshe and the Chavetz Chaim. What? Chavetz Chaim said there are clippers that they used to have were aser. Why might there be no argument? So he says, maybe the whole thing is, well, first of all, before we get to what Rav Shurkin says, maybe the difference is the screen does everything. The machines that they had in the Chavetz Chaim, the blade hit your skin directly, and if the blade hits your skin directly, you're done. That's why it's aser. But maybe the screen solves the problems because you don't have a blade touching your skin. Then there's another heter that Rav Shurkin quotes from Moshe, which I thought was fascinating. The isra of hashchasa derech giluach has to be not just a hashchasa, but hashchasa derech giluach. Maybe when you use the machine, it's not that it's not hashchasa. The whole thing we've been saying is it's giluach because it's meant to shave. But maybe it's not hashchasa because it's a scissor. No, maybe it is hashchasa. But it's not giluach. Why? When you're megaleach a hair, bederach hashchasa, you take a blade and you cut it at its root. Over here, you're not taking a blade. With most of these machines, you're not taking a blade and cutting anything. The machines just move so fast, it doesn't even matter how sharp the blades are. When you open up the machine to clean out your shaver, what do you see? Do you see long hairs? No, you see pulverized hair. It's like if you were to take two glasses and put a hair between them and rub them together. The hair would become pulverized. It doesn't become cut, it doesn't become shaved, it becomes pulverized. And mele it falls away. This is the way all of the shaving systems work. Is they work with a fast-moving system that's pulverizing your hair just based on the speed of the rotation. On the speed of the friction of the rotation, the friction that it creates is pulverizing all the hair. That's not giluach. In male, it's going to be mutter. It's a very different svara. It doesn't fit into any, you can't plug it into any of the things that we said. It's an entirely different svara. That just totally pulverizes the hair. So Moshe was renowned to be makel on the shaving issue. Remember Rabbi Tedler said that you take some ink and put it on your hand and put the shaver on your hand and see if it scrapes off the ink, if the blades scrape off the ink. And if it doesn't, then it's mutter. So he was understanding that the screen is what solves all the problems, which would mean that the Norelco is better than the microscreen. Because the microscreen, you know, the screen itself moves also and might actually cut. So Norelco might be better. But in Rav Shurkin Sefer it says that they asked Rav Moshe, is it kedai to be machmir mishum hashchas hazaka not to use an electric shaver? He says, if you're machmir not to cut your challahs on Shabbos because of a concern of tochein, then it's kedai to be machmir. That's the line he has. It sounds very sharp for Rav Moshe, no? That's the line that he has in Megid Giv Asola. That if those who are machmir not to cut their challahs on Shabbos because they think it's tochein, they could be machmir. Ukshtamul chacham echad shalas hagram zatzal im yesh tzal lahachmir shalo keheter shalo binyir mechonas giluach vana lo shukuma osa tzad sheyesh lahachmir shalo lachto chalos b'shabbos mishum kotzer, not tochein, mishum kotzer. It's not, simply not in the definition of the violation. So in the in this English essay over here in the back, he writes that according to the Lifton Cut Company, It works how we said it works. And he says it presents two problems. According to the opinion of Rav Henkin, the heter is based on the fact that they don't cut off the hair completely at skin level because the screen acts as a separation. But with the lift and cut, it does cut it at skin level because it lifts up the hair. Well, one could argue. Right? One could argue with that. Maybe Rav Henkin's whole idea is not so much as where it's cutting on the hair, like the Rivan seem to understand, but maybe his svara is that the blade is never touching your skin. And if the blade never touches your skin, then I don't care where on the hair that it's cutting. But he suggests that Rav Henkin's screen only serves to help in that it's creating a separation so that you can't cut the hair all the way at its lowest point. But once you have the lift mechanism, and that's why there are some people that remove the lift mechanism from the lift and cut. Because they taina that if you remove the lift mechanism, then you can rely on Rav Henkin. But with the lift mechanism, you can't rely on Rav Henkin. That's what they taina. He also says Rav Moshe said was based on the fact that a shaver operates like scissors do, using two blades. The lift and cut, according to the company, only uses one blade. Right? That's as far as we saw. With the microscreen shavers, this essay argues that the company that manufactures the microscreen foil shavers claims that the foil itself has the ability to cut. The shaver is marketed as having cutting edges which are approximately 20 times thinner than a razor and are very sharp. Their claim is that it is actually the outer screen that does the cutting by itself at skin level, and the inner mechanism just grinds the hair once it's already detached and inside the shaver. If this is indeed the case, such a shaver should be no different than a razor, since it uses one blade to cut the hair flush against the skin. Therefore, one must ascertain that a shaver has a screen that is incapable of cutting by itself. Right? And that would seem to make a lot of sense. By the micro screen doesn't seem to be as beneficial to halacha if that's true. If that outer screen, you have to be very careful to see it was pointed out in the article in Tchumen that the better way to find out how your shaver works, better than to check the advertisements, is to check the patent, the patent application to the shaver, because that has to be honest. And the advertisements could draw pictures of whatever they want. But if you check the patent application, that should tell you clearly, very clearly, how it actually works. And that would be the better way to tell how it actually works. All right, tomorrow we'll move on to something else related to beards and shaving. Next week we're done already, right? No shear, everyone's taking finals. All right, so we'll try to make a couple of the last ones, a couple of good ones. Okay.